singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Wayne, welcome to the program. You're on Rosie on the House. How can we help you this morning, sir?
Thank you. I have three citrus trees. They're about 6 years old. They're actually about 6 by 6, and I have wells underneath them. They hold about 35 gallons of water, and I'll fill them once, and then later in the day, I'll fill them again. I've been doing it once a week, but I notice about 5 days that the leaves are curling, and obviously some of them are turning yellow from the sun. Am I giving them enough water?
Nope.
Nope.
Not when it's 110, 15, 17, 18. No, I mean, my citrus trees do the same thing at about 4 or 5 days when it's that hot. They're needing a drink. I'm an advocate of about twice a week when we're 110 plus on the type of watering that you're watering.
My irrigation timer box only goes up to 6 hours per watering cycle on my citrus.
Okay.
I don't use that. I go turn the valve on when I leave in the morning and turn it off when I get home.
Yeah, if you could water, you know, the problem with the way he's watering is, you know, you're filling up a well, letting it percolate, ideally just turn the thing on slow and let it run for 10 or 12 hours. Now, that being said, when it's 117 or 18, you may still have to do that a couple times a week for, you know, as long as that lasts. But guys that are flood irrigating citrus orchards, big, you know, they're putting, you know, 8, 10, 12 inches of water, depth of water on those trees. And the trees are canopied out and it's shady underneath. And, you know, they can make it. But even if you go look at a commercial citrus orchard after these temperatures, you will see on the top, on the west side, probably some sunburned leaves. It's going to have to get past that. There's not much you can do about it, especially grapefruits. They seem to be the worst. They've got a bigger surface area, bigger leaf, and they're going to get a little sunburn when it's that hot.
And for good fruit production, is there a certain amount of water you've got to make sure you get on there so you don't start getting the bad fruit?
Well, certainly, you know, if you're not watering enough, you're probably going to notice it in the foliage and the appearance of the trees, but it's also going to affect the fruit. I mean, you know, you're going to have dry, pithy fruit if you're not watering, you know, adequately. So it kind of goes together. One kind of takes care of the other. If you're watering enough to have a great-looking tree, you're watering enough to have good fruit.
Let's bring Roland into the conversation and see how we can help him this morning. Welcome to the program, Roland.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a citrus tree that we want to kill, and it's going to be real close to a garden spot. And I've got some tordon, but it said not to use it anywhere close to food stuff. So what can I put on that sisu stump to kill the roots so I don't get all those shoots out in the garden?
Well, most guys are using, you know, something with glyphosate, Roundup concentrate, full strength in it. You don't dilute it, and you put it right on the trunk. Don't put it on the ground around the tree. So as soon as you cut the stump, while it's still fresh, apply it and or drill some holes down in it and pour it down in the holes or some hatch marks with a saw or an axe to get it to penetrate. But that's typically what they've been doing.
Okay, just round up off the shelf, just don't dilute it.
Yeah, buy the concentrate and don't dilute it.
Correct. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
We appreciate the call. Good luck. That's one of those questions where when we get one of them, we get 50 of them. I'm having the same problem with trying to get rid of the sisu shoots that are coming up in my yard.
Yeah, and typically you don't have a problem with sisu shoots if you don't cut the tree down. It's when you cut that tree down that it has this survival mechanism in it, and you start getting shoots. We've got two great big sisus at our Scottsdale at the nursery, and you know we get a shoot now and then, but boy, I've seen it when you go in and cut one off. Holy cow.
I'm trying to visualize that. The oak tree on the south side of the property, a couple bottle trees in front of it. Where are the sisus?
These are on the back, far east edge of the property, kind of more towards the north end of the property.
Mm-hmm. I'll pay closer attention.
Yeah, right on the alley, basically.
Okay. wrapping up for this Saturday's program in the Garden Hour, any final bullet points we've missed?
Well, make sure you've checked your irrigation system. You probably know by now if you have a problem or it's not working right or you're not watering right, but it doesn't mean you don't want to take care of it and go forward with it looking good. Get those lawns aerified and fertilized, and if you want red, white, and blue flowers, vinca, pentas, lantanas, purple lantana, purple, white, and red lantana. You could do it all with lantana as well. So there's a number of good things for red, white, and blue flowers.
Be a nice look out in front of the front of the house for the 4th of July. Put old glory up and have a nice red, white, and blue flower arrangement.
For sure. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And if anybody had a question during the week?
Well, they can reach me at Harper's Nursery. They're on Hayden Road just south of Thomas at 480-946-3481.
And amazingly, y'all are open during this heat, during the day.
We're open at 6 a.m. if you want to come in before it gets hot.
6 a.m. open early.
Open early. We do close at 3:30. We're out of there. So get in early while it's nice and cool, and we'll be happy to help you.
Very good. Well, we appreciate your time down here this Saturday morning. Next week, it's the 8th, and we'll have Eisenhower in here talking trees a little bit more on monsoon prep and staking best practices techniques. This Saturday's broadcast, we've got our open line hour coming up. If you've got a question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. We also have a pair of Diamondback tickets we'll be giving away in that hour for the game 48 against the Cincinnati Reds. And then we have the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be talking, if you get our weekly newsletter, you just sign up at rosieonthehouse.com. It's delivered to your mailbox once a week, every Thursday, with our lineup, along with our article that you can get there. Now, the only place you can get our article off of our blog, and it's we provided a link for it there in the email newsletter. We were talking about best practices for flying Old Glory, and we'll also cover where you can purchase American-made flags. There's brick-and-mortar retail stores right here in the state of Arizona that sell American-made flags. That's just something so principally wrong about picking up an American flag, turning it over, and saying, made in anything, any country that's not America.
Yeah, right.